Hallelujah. Yes, you was when you were never cut on.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibia Mutia Murinia Mukamafi, yes.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Oburamburi Mutia.
And how is your lives?
Burunji.
Is life good?
Boriza Kumuganda.
You can greet of your brethren.
Umuagadiz every single Burunji.
And wish them the best.
Ebi very cut on that chitaf.
Those which come from God the Father.
Umana no moyo motoku.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
That
speaks of in Revelations 1:4, which come from the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is going to come. And those which come from the seven spirits of God. And that is why God says in Ephesians 2:10, we are God's workmanship, created in the Christ Jesus for doing good works. Those God prepared us to move by them before the world existed. Pray for everyone who seeks God. God move them in those good things.
And
we don't think of only our own things, neither our own affairs, but even unto the others. And just as we wish the good to ourselves, then they reach all the others, those who love God in the entire world. Praise Jesus much. Without any more waiting, and by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa,
no musomya fa
Bible, the Bible reader Teacher Isaac,
kubagara nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Muri nyali ya mukama wafu Yesu,
in the name of the Lord Jesus,
umwana wa Katonda omulamu,
Son of the Living God.
Mwebale okwewaayo.
Thank you for committing yourselves,
kunoonya Katonda,
for seeking the Lord.
Ngabu yatugamba mungero esuleri eyomunana,
as it told us in the Proverbs 8
anyule 17
and the verse 17,
ayagara bamwagara,
he loves those who love him,
nabanyikira okumunoonya,
those who diligently seek him,
bamurabi,
they see him.
Yes, he was when
you praise Jesus much.
Tugamba,
and he tells us in Jeremiah 29, starting from verse 10 unto 12, that if we seek for him with all our hearts, with all our minds, we shall see him, and even we analyze him, then he will give us a better end than our beginning. If we began to see him like he told us,
in
Isaiah 34:16, seek in the book of the Lord and read, none of them will miss its mate. For the mouth of the Lord commanded, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered all scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now all that we need to know
is
in this book of the Lord, the holy book, the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on with the call God has been promising all the world. God is worldwide promised call upon Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God is worldwide promised call upon Uganda. And we call it God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, the Pearl of Africa. We call it God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And this is the greatest, it's the greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth, ever promised by God on all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the heading known as the call, the covenant, and the glory of God upon Uganda in the era of AD, like it was in Israel in the BC. I have said like this, all we have heard above,
we
put in the head in a title known as the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation Uganda, in the era of
Eddie,
just as it was in the Israel, in the BC. We wanted to pick out that which had remained, and then we gain and also give you plan of all this entire work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What we have to know in this aspect,
Uganda
was called to prepare all the nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus to take up his saints, to take up his holy ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Uganda. Obagwe Uganda.
Oh, you Uganda.
Waitibwa.
You were called
okukulemberamu
to spearhead,
okuteekateeka amawanga gonna,
to prepare all the nations
olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo, for the coming back of Jesus Christ,
okutwala abatukuvu be,
to take up his holy ones,
n'enkomerero y'emirembe,
even the end of all ages,
obwe enkomerero y'ensi eno,
the end of this world,
nga Isirayiri bwe yayitibwa,
as Israel was called, to prepare all the nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in the era of BC, to redeem us from our sins.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now in that word, today we want to get explained those three words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ambient Uganda.
I said Uganda.
Waitibwa.
You are called
okukulemberamu okuteekateeka amawanga gonna,
to spearhead the preparation of all other nations,
olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ,
okutwala abatukuvu be,
to take up his holy ones,
n'enkomerero y'ensi,
even the end of the world,
nga Isirayiri,
as Israel
bwe yayitibwa,
was called
okuteekateeka amawanga gonna,
to prepare all nations
mu BC,
in BC,
okuzaliwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ,
okutunula mu bibi byaffe,
to redeem us from our sins,
nga yeewaayo yekennyini,
as he gave up himself.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So nkugambye,
now I've told you,
tugenda kuba kusinga tusooka okunyonyola ebigambo ebisatu.
We are majorly going to first explain those three words,
okuyitibwa,
the call,
endagaano,
the covenant,
n'ekitiibwa kya Katonda ku ggwanga lya Uganda,
and the glory of God upon the nation Uganda,
nga bwe byali ku ggwanga liri erya Isirayiri,
as it was on the nation of Israel.
Yes, yeebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Twagala kusooka tunyonyoke ebigambo ebyo.
We want to first get explained of those words.
Naye nga amakulu mu byonna,
but the meaning in all,
the Uganda yayitibwa,
that Uganda was called,
okuteekateeka amawanga gonna,
to prepare all the nations,
okukulemberamu okuteekateeka amawanga gonna,
to spearhead in preparing all the other nations,
olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ,
okutwala abatukuvu be,
to take up his holy ones,
n'enkomerero y'emirembe gino,
even the end of this age,
nga Isirayiri naye bwe yayitibwa mu biro biri ebya BC,
Israel was also called in the era of BC,
okuteekateeka amawanga gonna,
to prepare all the nations,
olw'okuzaalibwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo, for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ,
okutunula mu bibi byaffe,
to rescue us from our sins,
nga yeewaayo yennyini,
as he gave up himself.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Mpozzi nga bwe tujjukirako,
as we remember,
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Amen.
Nga bwe tujjukira,
as we remember,
mu Baruumi essuula ey'omwenda,
in the Romans chapter 9,
onyo lusoka pakulu okutaano,
verses 1 to 5,
bye bino Isirayiri bye yalina okukola olw'okuteekateeka amawanga gonna,
the things Israel was to do for preparing all nations,
olw'okuzaalibwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ,
era naffe mu nteekateeka ez'okulemberamu amawanga gonna,
even we in preparations of preparing all other nations,
nga tugateekateeka olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu,
and to prepare them for the coming back of Jesus,
n'enkomerero y'emirembe,
even the end of all ages,
tutunuulidde ebyo Mukama by'atuyitidde okukola,
we look to those what God has called us to do.
Sooka tusooke tumale okusoma ku byandikibwa bino.
Let's first read of these scriptures and we go get explained of the three words. We've begun with Romans
8
verse 1 to 5. These are what Israel was to do in the era of BC to prepare all the nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ to rescue us from our sins. He says this.
Balumi esula eyo mwenda n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Romans chapter 9 from verse 1.
Njogera mazima mu Kristo sirimba. Omwoyo gwange nga guntegereza omwoyo omutukuvu. Olwokubiri. Nga nnina ennaku nnyingi n'okulumwa okutamala mu mutima gwange. Olwokusatu. Kubanga nandyagadde nze mwene okukolimirwa Kristo olw'abaganda bange. Bebe kika kyange mu mubiri. Olwokuna. Beba Isirayiri abaweebwa okufuuka abaana n'ekitiibwa.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusooka Isirayiri,
first of all Israel,
be baasooka okuweebwa okufuuka abaana.
They were the ones who were first given the becoming of children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Israelites,
be baasooka okuweebwa okufuuka abaana.
They were the ones first given to become children.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much. Just as we have first heard that in the work of the nation Israel
to prepare
all nations for the birth of Jesus, to die for us and redeem us from our sins, they were meant to first become children. For we to embark on the work like that, to prepare all the nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus, to take up his holy ones, even the end of the ages. Yet remember, it's the call and it's the covenant and the glory of God on the nation Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the era of BC. In this word we bring word, we first lighten to you that the one we have replaced in the feet, or whom is replaced in the feet,
that
what were they first to be done that they fulfilled the call and the covenant
and
the glory of God which was on them in these seasons which has been put on the nation Uganda. They were meant to first become children.
And
after they became children, and they show us the way we can also become children, and we fulfill John chapter 1 verse 12, that all who believed his name, the name of Jesus, they are one that gave right to become children of God. And the second we are meant to do
is
embrace the glory of God which comes from knowing him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
For
he speaks in the Romans 9 and he says that they are the Israelites who are given adoption of being children. Let us hear. Romans chapter 9 verses 3.
Kubanga nandyagadde nze mwene okukolimirwa Kristo olw'abaganda bange ab'ekika kyange mu mubiri. Rokuna, beba Isirayiri abaweebwa okufuuka abaana n'ekitiibwa n'endagaano.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tebaasooka okuweebwa okufuuka abaana.
They were first given to become children.
Nga bwe tusoose okuwulira.
Just as we first heard.
Ekyokubiri.
The second.
Ne baweebwa ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
They were given the glory of God.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
So okuyitibwa bafuuka abaana.
Now they called that they become children.
Balyoke batulage engeri gye tuyinza okufuuka abaana.
Then they show us to how we can become children.
Ne baweebwa ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
And they were given the glory of God.
Balyoke batulage engeri y'ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
Then they will show us the likeness of God's glory.
Ekiva mu kumumanya.
Which cometh from knowing him.
Kubanga tukimanye bulungi.
For we know it well.
Bwayogera naffe.
When he speaks with us.
Bakolisi ekyokubiri esula
eyokuna. In the 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Omukaga paka olw'omusanvu.
In the verse 6 and 7.
Yagamba nti.
He said that.
Katonda yalagira.
That God commanded.
Omusana gwake mu kizikiza.
Light to shine in darkness.
Omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
Light of the knowledge of God's glory.
Maso ga Kristo.
In before Christ.
Kati ekitiibwa ekyo kiyabawa.
Now the glory he gave them.
Kyalina kutambulira mu kumumanya.
It was meant to move in knowing him.
Okuleeta omusana ogw'okumumanya.
Bringing the light of knowing him.
Maso ga Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Before the Lord Jesus Christ.
So bw'owulira nti baweebwa ekitiibwa.
When we hear they were given glory.
Ekyo ky'oba otegeera.
That is what you have to know.
Kati bwe tuyingira wali eri.
Now when we enter right there.
Nti Katonda yakyusa okuyitibwa okwo.
That God shifted that call.
N'agamba nti okuyitibwa.
And he said the call.
Okufuuka abaana.
To become children.
N'endagaano.
Even the covenant.
N'ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
In the glory of God.
Kugwanga erya Uganda.
On the nation Uganda.
Ebyali kugwanga erya Israel.
As it was on the nation Israel.
Mubire ebya BC.
In the era of BC.
Ojja kubijja wano mu Barumi esuli y'omwenda byabiri bitya.
Get them right from Romans 9 how they happened.
Kubanga be ba Israel.
For they are the Israelites.
Abawe bufuka abaana.
We are given to become children.
Abakkiriza erinnya lya Yesu.
And they believe the name of Jesus.
Naffe.
We too.
Munsi yonna batuyigirize nga bwe batyo.
That they teach all of us in the entire world like that.
Olw'okututeekateeka Mukama waffe Yesu atufiirire.
And ask Jesus to die for us.
And they are
given the glory of God.
Quote
and explain 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 6 and
7
that God commanded the light of knowledge of his glory before Christ to always shine in darkness. Even that treasure
he
puts them in our vessels of clay
and
the much power be coming from God and not from us. And that's how Israel was meant to do all
right. Ekitiibwa kya Katonda
keeping the glory of God
eky'omusana ogw'okumanya
the light of knowledge
balyoke babeerenga n'amaanyi ga Katonda
always have the power of God
nga bateekateeka manga guno olw'okuzaalibwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo and they prepare all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ
kale mu byonna ab'oluganda
now in all brethren
bwe bw'owulira nti okuyitibwa
when you hear of the call
endagaano
the covenant
n'ekitiibwa kya Katonda
and the glory of God
kugwanga lya Uganda
the nation Uganda
mubire ebya Edi
in the era of Edi
awe byali kugwanga sembire ebya BC
as it was on the Israel in the era of BC
bino byonna birowoozeeko
all these one think of
them kyoyitibwa okufuuka omwana
that you called to become a child
ate oyambe ne bali bafuuka abaana
help others to become children also
y'engeri y'emu ku eyo ey'okuteekateeka
that's one of the way to prepare
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus
kubanga baawe b'okufuuka abaana
they were given to become children
baweebwa ekitiibwa
and they're given the glory
n'endagaano
even the covenant. Let us repeat this verse we hear.
Abalumi esula eyomwenda n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Romans chapter 9 verses 4.
Beba Isirayiri abaweebwa okufuuka abaana n'ekitiibwa n'endagaano n'okuteekerwa amateeka
owulidde bulungi
have you heard very well
baweebwa okufuuka abaana
they are given to become children
basobole okutulaga abaana bakatonda bwe babeera
show us how children of God happen to be
baweebwa ekitiibwa kya Katonda
given the glory of God
okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda
light of knowledge of God's glory
maso ga Kristo
in the before Christ
then amanya amanji
then the much power
ag'omwoyo wa Katonda
the spirit of God
gavenga gyali
that it will come always from
so
him
so say it for abantu
and not from us the people
baweebwa n'endagaano
and they were also given the covenant.
Yes, you have
been praised.
Amen.
When they're
given the covenant,
and
it's for serving God, the only one true God.
Era tujukira mu Yoshua.
And remember in Joshua.
Isuri ya 24.
Joshua 24.
15 paka
20.
Mara gani ndagaano nga bagamba.
They make a covenant as they say.
Fetunawereza nga Mukama Katonda
yeka. We shall serve the Lord God our God.
Kubanga yatulwaniridde entalo zonna.
The one who has put all battles for us.
Era endagaano yaabwe.
And their covenant.
Eyabaweebwa.
Which was given them.
Eyokuweerezanga Katonda.
Of always serving God.
Yakolerwa mu mateeka 10.
It was made in the 10 commandments.
Tuvula bagambye nti era baweebwa n'amateeka.
That's why I say they were so given the laws.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So tekiri mu bintu bakuwa endagaano nga teriimu bigirimu.
Not that they give a covenant is no ingredients involved in there.
Erimu amateeka.
There are laws attached in it.
Yes, we was
with. Praise Jesus much.
So to rose up.
Now don't you just think
that
we are given the call
ngachiri mubanga,
and it's hanging in space. We're given the covenant and the glory of God
Uganda.
As Uganda,
as
it was on Israel in the BC, it is something of a joke. Explained that it was on the nation Israel.
Those
who were given to become children.
But
show us how does someone become a child of God.
But take it,
they prepare us for that. For the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
When
God give us right to become children of God.
And
they were given the glory of God.
That always
bring the knowledge of the glory of God. The light of the knowledge of God is glory in the before Christ.
And
they were given the covenant
of
never shifting from serving God, and it was proven by the laws. For when he speaks in Joshua, Joshua 24 verse 15 on to 20, they make a covenant with him
and
they say, shall only serve you, only our God. And that covenant established by the laws in the Exodus 20, where there is, do not have any other God besides me. Do not make your own self idols to serve them. That's why I say those given the covenant and the laws. I want you to understand those words. That those were meant to prepare us for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, to redeem us from our sins.
Meant
to keep those words which were in the covenant. Now we, as we head on, but we know we have that call of preparing all nations for the second coming back of Jesus, to take up his holy ones, even the end of the world.
We
must be careful of the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC. Bible moves on to speak that it was the work of Israel
involved
preparing all nations for the birth of Jesus. When they were given, become children, they were given the glory of God to show it in the entire world. They were given the covenant of God of serving him alone.
There
is not any other God to be served. It was established by the laws.
He
said, do not worship any other God besides me. Not make any molten image of a female or a man to serving it. All those of that covenant,
they
are preparing us the new covenant, the Lord Jesus which he made with all the nations, through his blood as he died for us.
Give
the Israelites the shadow covenant, that will teach them to hold the shadow covenant, them to teach us to hold a new covenant which will be coming after Jesus had died for us. The covenant of his blood he made.
We
expect to remember it very well. In the Matthew 23, in the verse 32 down,
he makes
the covenant with us of his blood,
which
gave up to cleanse the nation.
Now
what were given them, they had a great meaning. Those days
are
not revealed what is that.
I
don't want each of us
Uganda,
given as a nation Uganda, to spearhead all other nations, to prepare them for the coming back of Jesus Christ, to take up his holy ones, even the end of this age, to think that that covenant, the call and the covenant and the glory of God on nation Uganda, as it was on Israel, these are things to be handled with jokes. Israel handled it like that
and
never understood them in the depth, almost failed to prepare all the other nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus.
For
as he arrived in his territory and we didn't know him, According to what it tells us in John chapter 1 from verse 7
paka orwe
unto 11 or unto 12,
it said
he was in his own territory. The world was made by him, but those in his own territory, they never understood him. If they had proclaimed and taught,
they
prepared the entire world.
When our
Lord who created the heaven and earth is coming, he is coming to die for us. That was the work of Israel. Praise Jesus.
The
Lord reached on us, themselves didn't know who has come. We didn't know. It's one of what has brought the hardening. Understand the Lord Jesus.
Those
meant to prepare us for his birth.
They
didn't do their work as they ought to. And you hear that we have been called as a nation of Uganda to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ.
To
take up his saints
in
the end of the ages. As Israel prepared for his birth, then redeem us from the
sins
and we have that carefulness. For after this,
we
are going to explain the three words: the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC. This time I don't want you involved in the jokes. That's how they will be moving.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. Then you will know what was given to Israel.
Although
you read Romans 9, but I
never
explained of it, you also know that. Today you've heard it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Every day we read of it and moved on,
but
not in understand what is involved. But because God told us
to
pick out 150 to 300, those determined to take on this work onto the entire world, even to teach many others,
those being
given order of all things how they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
In that is the moment we are right in now.
You're
given to be children,
Israelites
in the flesh.
Then
they will teach us to become children. They're given the glory of knowing God. That they lighten that light to the nations. And they were given the covenant of serving the one true God, which was established by the Ten Commandments. That they teach us what will happen in the new covenant of the blood of the Son of God, that which cleanses us. But all those things are not known to them initially.
Today
God calls them, come back, serve with us. Explain them what they were meant to do. Begin to do them as we Uganda do our part.
Amen.
They have to explain. They were meant to prepare for the birth of Christ.
They
have to explain these issues we are speaking of now. We shall begin from there, explain the Jesus coming back, who he is, as they have the one first explained the one who came. It's still the one to explain who is the one who came.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus, man. Going to tell them who came, the world speaking, the one born on the world, who he was.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
we teach and explain them how he's coming back.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Katulide.
Barumi.
Barumi.
Abarumi esule eyo mwenda nori nyorokuna.
Romans 9 verses 4.
Biba Isirayiri. Abawe wakufuka abana. Nechitibwa n'endagaano n'okuteekerwa amateeka n'okuweerezanga Katonda n'ebyasuubizibwa.
Owulidde nti n'okuweerezanga Katonda
even the serving of God,
nga bwe tuwulira nti olwaliro ku lwa Katonda ne ku lw'ensi
yaffe
nga Uganda Motto bw'egamba,
as Uganda Motto says,
kati ne bali baasooka okubibagamba balina okuyimirira ku lwa Katonda
omuweereza,
era baalina okunyonnyola ebyasuubizibwa
byonna
omuli obulokozi obwali bujja,
which involves salvation which was coming,
eggulu erijja n'ensi empya,
the new heavens and the new earth,
obulamu obutaggwaawo,
the eternal life,
n'okuzikirira okutaggwaawo,
even the eternal destruction,
kubanga bimu kw'ebyo ebyasuubizibwa,
there are some of the things which were promised.
Yes, you ever
praise, praise Jesus. Amen. Much
kubanga yagamba laba ntonde eggulu erijja n'ensi empya,
see I create the new heaven and the
earth, era ebyedda byonna bivuddewo,
old is passed away.
Kati mu byasuubizibwa byabwe,
in that things promised, which were given,
Yesu agenda okujja okununula,
Jesus is coming back to redeem,
afiira abantu,
die for people,
abatwale mu ggulu erijja n'ensi empya,
the new heaven, new
earth, olw'obulamu obutaggwaawo,
the eternal life,
era abatamukkirize,
those who don't believe him,
omusango gubasinze,
judgment will be condemned,
bagenda mu kuzikirira okw'emirembe
gyonna, they will go in eternal destruction.
Gwali mulimu gwabwe okubinyonnyola,
it was their work to explain that. For now
we
explain his coming back to fulfill all those.
Amen.
Yamara dofirira abatukuvube ayagala kubatwala mbula mu butagwao,
take them to eternal life, in the new heavens and new earth,
nokusalira omusanga abono,
even to judge the evil ones,
umulimu gwabwe,
that is their work,
nayo gwafe gwegono,
but ours is this one.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Ayongera nayogera kuba kuba isei no mulimu gwawo.
He moves on to speak of Israel and their work.
Gwali ogokuteka teka manga
gwana. Which was prepare all the nations.
Okuzaliwa kwa mukama wafe Yesu Kristo.
For the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okutumla mbiono no bya.
To redeem us from our sins.
Aliokatu obula mu butagwa.
And then he gives us eternal life.
Akora na fenda gani mpya.
Makes us the new covenant.
Agamba bwati.
And he said this.
Barumi. Abarumi esula ya mwenda nolunyoro kutano.
Romans chapter 9 verses 5.
Abali na bajjajjaabo era omwava Kristo mu mubiri afuga byonna Katonda atenderezebwa emirembe gyonna. Amina.
Nti era omwava omuli ba kitaabwe,
where they are their forefathers,
omwava Kristo,
out of them came the Christ,
afuga byonna,
who ruled and reigns in all,
emirembe n'emirembe,
in all ages,
yalina fulumira waabwe,
he was meant to come out from them,
then
he will appear to the entire world.
But don't
forget, for our call
to prepare
all nations,
the
coming back of Jesus Christ,
to
take up his holy ones,
even
the end of this world.
Amakuru gali bwega.
The meaning is this.
Nga Yesu yarabikira mu Isiraeli n'endagaano ezo zonna.
Jesus appeared in Israel with those two covenants.
Kuruna arabikira mu okusipuita mu gwanga lya Uganda.
This time he appears through the nation Uganda.
Erisingani bwa mu Africa.
Which is found in Africa.
Yamanyi bwanga Misri.
Which was known as Egypt.
Mu bire bya BC.
In the era of BC.
Amen.
Chavatugamba.
That's why he tells
us. See,
God rides on the swift cloud.
Ngaja emisi.
And he comes to Egypt.
Amen. Misri,
Egypt.
Oyo ye BC.
That is in BC.
Era yamanyidwanga Africa mu AD.
And is the present day Africa in AD.
Okusina mu Isaiah sura ne yekumi na
mwenda. According to Isaiah chapter 9.
No nyorisoka agamba bwani.
The verse 1 he says this.
Isaiah sura ya 10 na mwenda. Isaiah 19 from
verse 1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri, laba, Mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu, najja mu Misiri. N'ebifaananyi bye Misiri birinyenyezebwa mu maaso ge. N'omutima gwa Misiri gulisaanuuka mu ye wakati olw'okubiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Okusinya bwe tusembeye okuwulira,
according now we last heard,
ti amazali wa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo ku nsi,
the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ on the world,
yalina kulabikira mu ggwanga lya Israel,
was meant to appear through the nation Israel,
era lyo lye lyali ly'okututeekateeka,
and it was what was meant to prepare us.
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus,
kuteekateeka ensi yonna olw'okuzaliwa kwa mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo, the world for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ,
naye ffe olw'okuba tuweereddwa omulimu guli,
we because we given the other work,
omulimu ogwo,
that work,
ogw'okuteekateeka amawanga gonna,
preparing all nations,
olw'okudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
for the coming back of Jesus Christ,
okutwala abatukuvu be,
to take up his holy ones,
n'enkomerero y'ensi,
even the end of this world,
agambye mu Isaiah esula esooka n'olusooka,
Isaiah 19 verse 1,
Isaiah 19 verse 1.
See the Lord rides on a cloud, a swift cloud, and he comes to Egypt. Egypt was in the BC,
but
presently it was changed, it's known as Africa. But remember, he's focused where there is the river Nile.
If
that's where he wants to manifest.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now all his coming, even though every eye will see him, target will be in Africa and to basing in Uganda, above Africa. I don't know if you've understood me. As the sun rotates,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And it ends in Africa. That is how too he will be. He will be the light of all the world in that moment.
Amen.
I don't
know whether you know of that.
When the sun rotates,
it ends in Africa and goes back to a fresh rotation. Go ask those of the NASA. Because you know our hours. They seem to be ahead, but they're backwards to the others.
Because
the sun ending its rotation in Africa. And now it's getting night. There it is dawning, morning. In the other continents. Those are secrets ahead there. But see, Lord rides on the swift cloud and he heads to Egypt. That is the BC, Egypt in BC. It was known then in BC, but today is known as Africa.
But
the river he marked where he will be focusing, according to Isaiah 19, verse 5 and 7. See, he speaks like this. That though he comes to Africa, as known in AD, which was known in Egypt, in the BC,
the
spot he marked where he would stand up and the sky of it. All the world to see him from there. As he sprang from Israel to manifest in the world, as he sprang from Uganda, in the sky of Uganda.
Amen.
Our sky of Africa. And the world will see him. If you see the world rotating, he will be up there in the sky. Focus where there is this map of Uganda. You will see our poster how it appears.
If
you may not know how and why it appears like that. Let's read in Isaiah.
Isaiah 19,
verse 5.
Namazi gali kendera munyanja. No mugga guli webuka negukala. Romukaga. Nemiga jiri wunya. Obugga obwe misiri buli kewa nebukala. Nebitogo nesalu bili wotoka. Romusanvu. Amalundiro agali kushira. Ntikulubala maruwa chiira kwenyini. Nebiyo na ebisigibwa kuchiira. Bili kala. Bili gobebwa awo. So, tebili baona te.
Yes, you ever see when you
praise Jesus much.
Agami mwisa yesule na yeku mina
omwenda. He said in Isaiah 19. Verse 5 or 7.
The point yetu nuri dawali omuga guno chiira.
Points focus where there is the river Nile.
Kunsibuko ya ago wenyini.
Right at its source. We know that it's in Uganda.
Then
it best right in the Jinja in the east of Uganda.
Jinja district.
Jinja district.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's
where he has focused.
And
when we go to the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation Uganda, in the era of AD, as it was on Israel, in the era of BC, we understand the thing.
That
in the coming back of Jesus, given a work prepare all nations for his coming.
Focus ye mkudakwe.
He's focused in his coming back. He rides on a swift cloud coming to Africa. As
Yamanjiwanga Misri Mubisi,
known as Egypt Nibisi.
Na yenga focusinzi,
but it's focused.
Awali Guanga,
where is the nation?
Iria Uganda
of Uganda.
Awali yensibuko yomo gachira.
Where is the source of the River Nile?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Eranga awali berawe choto.
And there will be an altar.
Erempaji
and the pillar.
Era kabonero
and a sign.
Kwarengerera
upon which he sees. As you'll be here and you raise up a pillar for yourself.
That
as you will be coming, I will see my banner, flag.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
I request you understand the things. Because when he speaks,
Isaiah
19, verse 19 to down, he says this. I think you look at well.
Aja,
he's coming.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen. Uganda,
focused on Uganda in the entire world. Where he's put his sign.
Uri.
He's up there coming.
Agena
he will be outside planet Earth. But in rotation of the world, he will be focusing where there's Africa.
Which
was known as Egypt in the Beast.
Point,
but the point is targeted where there is the River Nile in
Uganda,
in Uganda today.
Amen.
And he said in those days he put a pillar for himself upon which he sees, and it's the altar and it's the sign
and it's
the witnessing of him.
Amen.
Let's read verse 19.
Isaiah isula ya 19 nolinyirwa 19.
Isaiah 19 verses 19.
Kuruna kururi waliba echoto elimu kama wakati munsi ya Misiri nempaji eliba ku nsalo yayo elimu kama.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
That
in that time
waliba
echoto there will be an altar
era kabonero
and the sign and the witness unto the Lord in the midst of Egypt, in the midst of Africa, at the borders. Uganda is not so much into the Africa. Is it so inside? As if it's close to the borders, yet it's in the middle as if. Don't you know the map?
What map?
You display the African map.
I want you to
understand things how they are.
Wait
for you the beginning of the call.
And
the covenant. And the glory of God. On the nation of Uganda. In the era of Edi. As it was on Israel. In the era of BC. Now I think you see Uganda. Not so much at the borders yet as it is in the borders. You.
Aha.
Are you seeing Uganda?
It
seemeth to be in the middle yet as if it's on the borders.
Speaks
as in the middle and the border.
Africa,
Africa and the borders of Africa. you read Isaiah again.
Isaiah isula ya 19 nolinyirwa 19.
Isaiah 19 verse 19.
Kuruna kururi waliba echoto elimu kama wakati munsi ye Misiri. Nempaji eliba ku nsalo yayo elimu kama.
Ulide bulungi.
You hear well?
Nti eringa wakati eringa ku nsalo.
It is yet at the border as it.
Akabonera ku ikali nokubera.
The sign is meant to be there.
Uganda, wali omuga guno chira.
In Uganda where the River Nile is.
Chumbirebio.
In those days.
Wali bera kabonero.
There will be a sign.
Ere empaji.
And a pillar.
Ere obujulirwa.
And the witness.
Eri mukama.
Unto the Lord.
Wakati.
In the midst.
Mumisiri eranga kunsaro
and at the center of the borders.
Uganda eringeri wakati.
Uganda is in the middle, yet as if it's at the border of Africa, which was known as Egypt then. Have you seen Uganda?
Yeah.
It's right there.
Wakati.
As if it's in the middle.
Ugende,
when
eringa,
you head inside as if it's on the border.
That side yene,
you go that side, yes. To
Kenya
side.
Ku Kenya katono,
when you get off Kenya
Somalia,
and Somalia, you moved out of Africa. Borders.
You
have understood well.
Now this is
where he focused.
Isaiah
1:19.
Isaiah 19:1.
He writes on the cloud coming there. He's coming to the entire world. And every eye will see him.
Focused,
he would have put his pillar there.
Eranga choto,
and it's an altar.
Eranga kabonenoke,
it's his sign.
Eranga bujulirwawe,
his witness.
Abageno kujulira ndi wuya.
Those to witness that is there coming.
Bodamu Isaiah sura ya 11 nyosoka agamba.
Isaiah 19:1.
Isaiah sura soka no linyoro.
Isaiah 11 nyorosoka.
Isaiah sura ya 19 no linyiriri orusoka.
Isaiah 19:1.
Omugugu gwa Misiri. Laba, mukama yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu najja mu Misiri. N'ebifaananyi bye Misiri birinyenyezebwa mu maaso ge. N'omutima gwa Misiri gulisaanuka mu yo wakati.
Olidde bulungi.
Have you heard very well?
Yebagadde ku kire ekiyita amangu.
He rides on the swift cloud.
Ajja Misiri.
He's coming to Egypt.
Manyiddwa nga Africa.
Known as present day Africa.
Naye appointing awali omugga Kiyira.
Pointed where there's the river Nile. At its source.
Uganda.
That is Uganda.
There
will be a pillar. And there will be a sign and an altar of his words. And a witness. Today he already put that altar there. It's called the new generation.
Amen.
With the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
But
remember, he told the Israelites,
"Through
you're going to see me as I have gone. The way you've seen him go, that's the same way he will come back."
Them
two didn't know where he's going to put the base.
Till
they have known where it is going to be.
Uganda.
In Uganda.
All
the nations in the world know that.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Spoke with the Israelites last time. According to the Acts chapter 1,
verse 9
unto 11, and he said this. Acts chapter
1
from verse 9.
Buyamalo kogere ebyo, ngabatu nolida, nasitulibwa, ekirine kimutola okumujja maaso gaabwe. Rekumi. Bwebali bekaliriza amaaso mu ggulu bw'agenda, laba, abantu babiri ne bayimirira kumpi nabo nga bambadde engoye ezitukula. 11. Abayogera nti, abantu b'e Galilaaya kiki ekibayimiriza nga mutunuulira mu ggulu? O Yesu abajjiddwako kutwalibwa mu ggulu, alijja mwatyo nga bwe mumulabye ng'agenda mu ggulu.
Alleluya.
Amen.
Alleluya.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much. According to Acts chapter
1,
verse
9
to 11, Jesus finished the mission dying for us on the world and to raise us up. When he raised up, he had gathered with the disciples and was lifted by the clouds and took him from their midst, and the two angels appeared, Angel Gabriel and Angel Michael, as they usually pass together. Remember in Daniel 10:19-21,
they
move together, Gabriel and Michael.
And they told them the way Jesus has been taken from you,
he's
taken on the cloud.
That's
the same way he will come back. He will come back on the cloud. But remember, Isaiah 19:1, that he comes on the cloud, focusing Egypt, present day Africa, where there are his pillar and the altar and his sign and his witness.
This may speak
of it in your heart, but he in speaking, Isaiah 18,
he
shows that that will be the banner. As you see an aeroplane going to land on the airport, there is that their ladder banner for them. And it's waving. And that aeroplane coming knows where it's going to land.
He
told all nations, that banner and that trumpet and that sign and the pillar in that witness, when you will see it,
all
the world hear that I'm coming back.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Say in the Isaiah 18:1.
Wowe, ensi eyokukwakwaya okwebiwawatiro eriye mitala w'emigaja kusi.
Yes, praise
Amen. Jesus much.
Eriye ensi eyokukwakwaya kwebiwawatiro.
The land of wearing of wings.
Eri emiga beyond,
which is beyond Oksukuruma,
that
you have to pass those rivers which come from
Ethiopia.
You display our map again. You display our map. You see Ethiopia up there.
That beyond,
now beyond your first Ethiopia.
Beyond
is not ahead.
If
you go ahead, you go to Mediterranean Sea, you will not reach the nation they talk of.
Beyond,
when you get downwards,
you
go fall to Uganda. Why don't you fall on Kenya? Why not fall on Sudan?
Sudan
has no rivers dividing it.
Has
no rivers dividing it. Even Kenya,
that beyond the said Dakao,
beyond the next nation there,
Ethiopia, Ethiopia
has no rivers dividing it.
That beyond
now, beyond it,
Ethiopia,
Ethiopia,
instead you are the
nation divided of rivers is Uganda. That's the sign he told them.
The nation
will spot beyond Ethiopia.
That
nation divided by rivers.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Isaiah 18:1. Eriye mitala we migaja kusi.
Kusi ya Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
Oroko vili. Etuma babaka kunyanja. Muyubaya kumazi. Ngeyogera nti mugende. Mwe ababaka abangu. Eriye gwanga egwanvu. Eriye gwewevu. Eriye abantu ababanga abenti isa kasoke. Deba bera wo na guno gujwa. Egwanga erigera. Ere lirinyirira ddala. Ensi yaabwe emigaji gisazeemu.
That
where you will best to understand.
Beyond Ethiopia.
Nation beyond Ethiopia.
Where was Ethiopia?
Which is downwards Ethiopia.
See Sudan.
That's not Sudan.
Ubange migaji gisazeemu.
It's not divided by rivers.
See Somalia.
Not Somalia.
Ubange migaji gisazeemu.
It's not divided by rivers.
See Kenya.
Not Kenya.
It's
not divided by rivers. But that land and nation is there. First it has the river Nile. As I pointed
out, it
has other many rivers in it. That dividing in it. And he said next verse, those who raise my banner, my banner,
and
they will sound the trumpet of my coming.
Amen.
Listen to
the next verse.
Isaiah 18,
verse 3.
Mwemwe na abatulanga munsi.
Abatula munsi. All you inhabitants of the world.
Mwemwe na abatula munsi. Namwe ababera kutaka lyensi. Ebendera bwe wanikibwanga ku nsozi. Mulabanga. Erekondere bulifuyibwanga.
You
hear how they told all the nations,
all
those people,
see,
all you inhabitants of the world, even those who are on it, when the banner is raised, that is the other altar. It's the pillar. It's the sign.
It's
witness of the Lord Jesus.
When
you see that banner raised, I am coming back.
The
trumpet
is
going to be sounded.
All
nations humble and hear. Now we, the altar began.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The new generation
with
the full knowledge of God.
Even
the church prepare all the other nations, Ugandans.
And attempt
to prepare all other nations.
They
spearheaded in preparing all other
nations
for the coming back of Jesus. That one, and I'm sure.
If you have another
altar which can bring out these words, bring it out.
For
where that altar is,
that's
where its witness is.
Amen.
When
you read Isaiah, it told
you
to the altar
and the where the
altar is, that's where its witness is.
Amen.
English version display that chapter. For Uganda is lacking somewhat there. Where is that altar? That's where that witness is.
Isaiah 19
from verse 19 and 20. In that day shall there be an altar to the Lord in the midst the land of Egypt. And a pillar at its border to the Lord. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts. In the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto the Lord. Because of their oppressors, and he shall send them a savior and a mighty one. He shall deliver them.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Where that altar is, that's where the witness is. You cannot speak of them when you don't understand them.
And
you who are attaching yourselves, you give us the witness for that. Though we are all as the nation of Uganda called, but where that altar has been put, the new generation with the full knowledge of God,
has
given a work prepare Ugandans,
even
Ugandans,
to be ahead
in preparing all other nations.
Amen.
For we have the witness, and that's the altar,
and
the pillar of the Lord in the world. Even though we have heard that, God is focused
Africa,
on Africa,
Uganda.
Every eye will be seeing him.
This is the
focus that all the nations of the world will see.
Focus of God TV.
Focus of God TV.
Don't be surprised.
It comes from far.
When you hear of
focus of God television,
under
it is given,
they
put, you have given a work, prepare all other nations
for
the coming back of Jesus Christ. It will not be one focus television. In Uganda,
it
will be like six focus television. Like focus TV Kenya.
Focus TV America.
Focus TV
America. Focus
everywhere it will be there.
Amen.
If you
see things on this level.
America, Focus TV America.
America,
Focus TV California.
We have Focus TV California.
New York, Focus TV.
New York, Focus TV.
China,
even in China and the rest of the parts.
They
would know what focus.
Focus,
focus of the coming back of Jesus Christ.
Africa.
It's looking in Africa. Basing mostly in Uganda. Though that word focus has
focus
a full
God.
Meaning, focus of God.
Full of centuries, universal science and technology of God.
Full of centuries, universal science and technology of God.
Amen.
And
it's filled.
The knowledge
of God known as technology of all centuries.
Right
from above the heavens. In the heavens of earth.
Even
those come in new heaven and in new earth.
Amen.
Yes, you have
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Once
you understand that word,
it
comes on the cloud
Misiri.
In Egypt,
known
as Africa.
Point where
the altar and the banner has been put.
Yes, you have
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Now,
when he speaks in Revelation chapter 1, in the verse 7, Revelations 1 verse 7.
Laba ajja n'ebire era buli liiso liri mulaba n'abo abamufumita.
Yes, praise
Amen. Jesus.
Laba ajja n'ebire.
See, he comes with the clouds.
Era buli liiso liri mulaba.
And every eye will see him.
N'abo abamufumita.
Even those who pierced him. You analyze this. If you read Revelations
1:7,
see, it comes on the clouds.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him.
Speaks
well Isaiah 19, verse 1.
See,
God comes on a swift cloud, coming to Egypt, known as Africa.
And it's
focused.
Uganda,
where is Uganda, the pearl of Africa?
Focus, no.
That focus
Uganda,
looked at Uganda, you have to spearhead in this work. To prepare all other nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ. As Israel prepared all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus.
Well,
Israel refused to move preaching. God moved them manually. And he made them get into captivities.
And
they preached God to nations. Yet they spread him by force.
Nebuchadnezzar,
the king of Babylon,
said,
I command all nations to worship God,
Daniel,
of Daniel,
God
of Israel. God of Israel.
Amen.
They did it manually, by force.
They didn't
want to preach the gospel around. And he took them by force.
Even
in Uganda, if you refuse,
you find they take
in prison you in America. Or you escape here. You go to America to work there.
They will arrest you from there, imprison you. And the voice will find you, tell you, I told you to do what? If you refuse peacefully,
you
will handle this as it handled Israel. You were meant to preach God to people, and they didn't want to preach to them. And they hid their scrolls.
And
God took them by force to captivity. They grabbed the ark of the covenant and Gentiles took it away and it beat their gods and
them
to realize there is a living God and
it's
basing in Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
So, Muganda wangi.
Now, my brethren,
it's true
of our Lord Jesus.
He
chose this our nation
to
prepare all the nations for his coming.
Back.
To take up his saints,
saints
to take up his holy ones, even the end of all ages.
Is well
prepared for his birth. On this world to redeem us from sins. And this work, put it in the glory of the Israelites and beyond. And he says the call and the covenant and the glory of God
on
the nation Uganda in the era of
Edom,
as it was on Israel in the era of BC.
Those
three words you are going to get explained. They are revealed in the Bible.
The history
of on the entire world. And they were spoken of by prophets.
All
appeared in the era of
Eddie.
And God sent them on the same issue. We know it well. According to Matthew 24 and the verse 29.
Matayo esula yabiri mwenya n'olinyirwa biri mwenda.
Matthew 24 verse 29.
Naye amangu ago oluvannyuma lw'ekibonyo obonyo eky'omunaku ezo enkyuba erifuuka ekizikiza n'omwezi tegulyolesa musana gwagwo n'emmunyeenye zirigwa okuva mu ggulu n'amaanyi ag'omuggulu galinyeenyesebwa olwasatu awo lwekalirabika akabonero k'omwana w'omuntu
olwekalirabika
then it will appear
akabonero k'omwana
w'omuntu sign of the son of man
bankubulira akabonero ako
let me tell you that
agenda kuba musana gwansi
going to be the light of the world
kubenjuba ejja kuba teyaka
but the sun will not give light
no mwezi
even the moon
n'emmunyeenye
even the stars. Now the sign
you
will fulfill speaks of in John 8:12.
It
is in the world the light of the world,
but
that sign is the same he put in the world to bring the light of knowledge of him.
Amen.
The pillar and the sign on the altar,
new generation
with the full knowledge of God. That's the light of knowledge. This sign put down appears with him who is going to appear up in the sky. I don't know whether you understand. On the world he put the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Then you fulfill 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 and to 7. God commanded light, light of knowledge,
light of
knowledge of God's glory before
Christ
to shine in the darkness.
Kakati yagutadde ku nsinga kabonero.
On the world as a sign.
Ate naye kabonero kikagenda labika mu
bwengula. Will appear up in the firmament and is the light of the world.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
I should be able to
let me help you understand.
Things
are preached where they are meant to release out.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. And
the point are meant to come out as they're meant to be. You who ran with banana bunches, pieces actually. Or the one who ran with a bunch, think you were prepared for the call.
You are not
given things how they begin and the way they move on.
And the one
who will come out now, you wonder, what did you learn yourself? You know, let me tell you, don't rush on God. Do as he tells you, Jeremiah 23:18. Who sat where the counsels of God's words are, and marked and analyzed them, and he knew them well. Me, I don't serve by myself, but by authority of his spirit. What brings give them this way, I give them that way.
That time he told me,
don't make a perfect order of the things now. Up to now.
Amen.
When he said, give them in the rightful order now.
Amen.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much.
The
sign of the Son of God in the sky,
it
will be the light of this world. The light of knowledge he commanded
to
be a pillar in Uganda. It's the new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Let
finish Matthew 24.
Matayo Israya bidimunya nolinyirwa satu.
Matthew 24, verse 30.
Awo, lwekalira bika kabonero k'omwana w'omuntu mu ggulu. Nebika byonna ebyensi, lwe biri kuba ebiwoobe. Biriraba omwana w'omuntu ng'ajja ku bire by'eggulu, n'amaanyi n'ekitiibwa ekinene.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
All
clans, nations, languages of the world, that's when they will weep.
Those
refuse to be prepared, and they will see the Son of God or the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he comes on the clouds. As he has said, Isaiah 19:1, see God rides on the clouds and he cometh to Egypt,
Africa,
and its focus where there is the River Nile,
Uganda,
the pearl of Africa. Above it is where he will stand, and up above this earth and where there is the sun.
No,
in Africa by midday, the sun is heating so much. That's the time it will black.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Now understand those. Let's finish the next verse. Matthew 24:31.
Erali tumaba malaika bene dobozi dene erie kondere. Nabo bali kunganya abalonde be mu mpewo ennya okuva ku nkomero y'eggulu okutuusa ku nkomero yaalyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ng'ali mu bwengula.
While in the sky,
alituma bamalayika be.
He will send his angels.
Abebi wawatire ebibuusi bwa maanyi.
Wings which fly swift.
Batuddeyo mu Isaiah 18 awulire. Bagenda sibirawo.
Isaiah 18, we see where they will come into.
Bagenda sooka kutonyano mu Uganda.
They will first knock within Uganda.
And
they say, let's go to Kenya.
Let's
go to Africa.
Let's go to America.
Already they are here, those
ones.
Those coming with him.
They
will first knock in Uganda. All bases will have been built in Uganda.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's why as he comes to
Egypt
on the swift cloud, he remained in the sky.
Say,
that sign you base there.
where
pillar and my altar is
of
my words.
Isaiah
18 verse 1 says this.
Isaiah 18
verse 1.
Wowe, enseyo kukwankwa ya kwebio watiro, elie mitala we migaja kusi, uroku bili. Etuma ababaka kunyanja muyubaya kumazi. Ngeyogera nti mugende, mwababaka abangu, elie gwanga egwanvu, elie gwewevu. Elie abantu ababa angabenti isa, kasoke deba berao na guno gujwa. Egwanga erigera, elie lirinyirira ddala. Ensi yaabwe emigaji gisazeemu.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Ababaka babusibwa amangu.
Messengers who fly swift.
Beba malaika.
These are angels.
Tuulideko mu Matayo 24.
Part of in Matthew 24.
Onyolwasa tomorrow.
Verse 31.
Mukama waffe Yesu ngali mu bwegula.
As Jesus will be in the sky.
Ajatuma ba malaika nga batonya mu Uganda.
Send angels knocking in Uganda.
Nga basansana.
And they scatter onto the entire world. Choose the elect where they are. Say, go swift messengers to a nation divided of rivers. They will be entering right here.
In Daniel.
But it's where he speaks in Daniel.
The
angel flew swiftly like at the time of the offering and he reached me. Those are messages of Christ.
Up to
now, the wearing of wings is moving on.
But
that
day
they will wear a match. And they are coming down, coming in Uganda. That is the sign you see on our poster.
He's
with these thousands of angels. Father first sent the Spirit on the world. First come into Uganda, then spread the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, abo Uganda.
Now, brethren, this word is not the joke of the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation Uganda. As it was on Israel in the era of BC. We want to come back the other time. If we get explained of those three words, the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation Uganda. In the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel, in the era of BC. In this call,
it was
marked in the Holy Scriptures.
It was
shown the history of the entire world.
It was
marked in prophecies which have come out in AD. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's go in the meeting of the television.